10 days later, a servant from Sudatta's household came to inform Venerable Sariputta that Sudatta's illness had taken a turn for the worse. Sariputta asked Ananda to join him, and together they walked into the city. They found Sudatta lying on his bed. A servant pulled two chairs close to the bed for the bhikkhus. Knowing that Sudatta was suffering greatly in his body, Venerable Sariputta advised him to practice contemplating on the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha to ease the pain. Lay disciple Sudatta, let us contemplate together on the Buddha, the Enlightened One, on the Dharma, the way of understanding and love, and on the Sangha, the noble community that lives in harmony and awareness. Knowing that Sudatta did not have much longer to live, Venerable Sariputta told him, "Lay disciple Sudatta, let us contemplate as follows. My eyes are not me. My ears are not me. My nose, my tongue, my body, and my mind are not me." Sudatta followed Sariputta's instructions. Then Sariputta continued, "Now, let us continue to contemplate. That which I see is not me. That which I hear is not me. That which I smell, taste, touch, and think are not me." Sariputta then showed Sudatta how to contemplate on the six sense consciousnesses. Seeing is not me. Hearing is not me. Smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking are not me. Sariputta continued, "The element earth is not me. The elements water, fire, air, space, and consciousness are not me. I am not bound or restrained by the elements. Birth and death cannot touch me. I smile because I have never been born, and I will never die. Birth does not give me existence. Death does not take existence away." Suddenly, Sudatta began to weep. Startled to see tears roll down the lay disciple's cheeks, Ananda asked him, "Are you upset, Sudatta, because you are unable to follow the contemplation?" Sudatta answered, "Venerable Ananda, I am not upset at all. I am able to follow the contemplation without difficulty. I weep because I am so deeply moved. For more than 30 years, I have had the honor of serving the Buddha and the bhikkhus, but I have never heard a more sublime and profound teaching than this teaching today." Ananda said, "Sudatta, the Lord Buddha frequently offers this kind of teaching to the bhikkhus and bhikkhunis." Venerable Ananda, lay disciples are also able to understand and practice such a teaching. Please ask Lord Buddha to share this teaching with the laity." Sudatta died later that day. Venerables Sariputta and Ananda remained with him and continued to recite sutras over his body. Anathapindika's family was a model for all other families. All the members of his family took refuge in the Buddha and devoted themselves to studying and applying the Dharma to their daily lives.